Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Super Bowl halftime show.
Super Bowl halftime show. Which I believe is going to be entirely lip synced, even though there's no audience or threat of anything really bad happening.
Why?
Well, they typically, you know, most people don't know this, but the national anthem is always done before the game in a studio. And they say that it's done that way just in case. So, like, when you go back to arguably the greatest professional sporting
Whitney
event
Houston,
version
right?
of the anthem, Whitney Houston, yeah. yep. during the Gulf War, she had sang that in a studio.
Mm.
Now, she also went out there and belted it out, no problem. But there's always been a debate, was that the live version? Or were they just pumping in?
Wait, so you, let me get this straight.
Now, I believe it was live, but she did record it.
So she has it as a backup?
Yes.
And sometimes they use it and sometimes they don't use it?
For all the entire performance, there are times the performance is lip-synced.
Huh.
And I guess it depends on the performer, maybe the situation.
Right, right.
But yeah. So
it
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, maybe, who's doing the anthem this year? Do we have any idea?
I don't know if they've even announced it yet. This may bother me less than you because I'm just such a casual music I listen to. I don't love it. I don't have a passion. Who cares if they lip sync or not? That's not a big deal, is it?
If does they lip sync? Well,
does it matter?
It matters. Like, you'd like to know the person can actually sing.
But they are singing.
Which is like when you go like the Thanksgiving Day parade, I hate the fact that they lip sync. And it kills me. I hate it.
What's the difference?
Because, you know, I'm there watching you perform. I'd like you to sing. Sing for me. Right? That's what
but
you're
doing. They are singing for you. They just did it a day earlier.
You're a professional singer. Sing.
It's not as if it's that. What was that band who had the fake singing in the late 80s?
Milli Vanilli. You can blame it on the rain.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
They're still singing it. What's the difference? I don't think it's a big deal.
I'll tell you what is not the same. Christmas is not the same. As the NBA has decided that the New York Knicks are not worthy of Christmas.
Aww.
And to throw it in our faces,
Aww.
They also decided what? They decided that the Nets are.
Does that bother you more than them opening up the NBA season?
No, I don't mind them opening up the season. That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't mind
you? Because that's not like, you know, if you're an old school baseball guy, the Cincinnati Reds always opened up baseball.
Right.
And that was the deal.
Yes.
And then ESPN kind of foobarred that with Sunday night, the whole bit, right?
Yep.
So the opening game of the NBA season, to me as a fan, was never a recollection of who gets the opening game.
Right.
I just wondered, who do the Knicks open against and where?
Okay.
That the NBA never had that. Baseball did. The NFL's trying to get that over the last 10 years with the Thursday.
They have like a tradition,
right?
Yeah, the Super Bowl winner, right.
So I don't care that the Nets are opening. I really don't. I have no ill will towards them at all
Thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you.
Listen, they're going to be a very popular team. I get the NBA doing that. But to me, and I know the Knicks didn't own Christmas in the last couple of years, but as a Knick fan, to me, Knick basketball on Christmas Day was usually synonymous for a long time, it
I
felt
understand
like.
That.
And the fact that the NBA is now shoveling dirt on the Knick grave and then rubbing our noses in that dirt by not only not including the Knicks on Christmas Day, but including the Nets, it's just, listen, there's going to come a day. It's not going to be tomorrow. Hopefully it's going to be in the next year or two where the Knicks are more than relevant. And you're going to want the Knicks on that wall.
And then when you get
there, you're going to need the Knicks on that wall.
When you deserve it, you'll get there. They don't deserve it right now. They're a young rebuilding team who had a nice offseason. They're doing it the right way. They're not an appealing team to be put on Christmas. Get over it.
They're the Knicks. Period.
Good.
Stop.
Good for you.
I don't need to say another damn thing about
it. You're the Knicks.
The NBA needs to have some ownership of its history.
No, the Knicks have to have some ownership of their own franchise. Start winning
the Knicks
and they'll
get on Christmas. Embarrassed themselves for
okay,
a long time.
Stop whining.
But the New York Knicks are the fabric of this league.
They are.
And the league should always pay homage to the fabric of the league.
Craig, if you're
There's
25.
There's a thing about history you should never forget. And Madison
Craig,
Square Garden should be on TV on Christmas Day,
Craig,
not Barclays
your
Center.
Your children, all of them, even your oldest, have no idea what it's like for the Knicks to be consistently good. That's all you need to know. It's been two decades, for the most part, of badness, okay? Your entire family, you've been a father for a long time. All of your kids don't know what it's like for the Knicks to be consistently good. And because I care for you and I care for my friends out there who are Knicks fans, I hope that will change someday. Just
Which is why I say this every day. Thank God for YouTube. That's right. You know what we do in my house? I never told you this.
What do you do?
We have Knick Nights.
Friday Night Knicks. It's a little different.
Not Friday Night Knicks. Knick Nights. Based on what's going on, homework and school and this and that.
And you watch games from the
90s? We gather around. We put YouTube on the big screen, on the regular TV.
Right.
Because we got the widgets on the smart TV. And we pick a year. We pick a game. Like a couple weeks ago, I let them see the back-to-back Bernard King 50-point nights. Had never been done before. So they appreciate the history of their favorite team.
You know what's interesting?
We have Knick Knights.
You know what's interesting?
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Thank you.
When did I say that? Well, I probably did.
Go ahead.
It was probably at some
what's
point last year.
Go ahead.
That one of Bernard King's most famous individual performances came against the New Jersey Nets in a game in which they lost. And I just find that always ironic.
Sorry, say that again?
One of the more iconic Bernard King performances came against the New Jersey Nets, and they lost. And I find that ironic, because to me, it's all about winning. Like, Kyrie Irving had a 50-point night on opening night last year. Mm. Ask me what I think about that.
He missed the shot at the end to win it.
Yeah, they lost.
Right.
Losers. Yeah, that's all I care about.
Not
you're right.
It's Kyrie team. No LeBron. Not a lot of winning. By the way, has he gotten past the second round of the playoffs without LeBron in his career?
No. Let me tell you something about Kyrie Irving, Craig.
Just checking on that.
Because I've been critical of Kyrie, too. Kyrie Irving has never really led a team into the postseason. Now, you can look at those Celtic teams the last couple of years, but he missed a lot of time and wasn't even playing during the postseason. He hasn't done that, but here's the good news. Kyrie's number two on this team. In fact, maybe number three, way Karis played.
You better tell Kyrie that.
The way Karis played, he may be number three.
You better tell
James
Kyrie
Harden
that.
Comes here, he's clearly number three.
Here's Kendrick and Suffern. Kendrick, what do you got, buddy?
Gentlemen, I think I waited longer to talk to you guys than the Steelers and Ravens finally got to play.
But
here.
You made it.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. And, Ev, you know, I called a few weeks ago, you might remember, after the Giants saved Thanksgiving, and I did ask Craig to save Christmas and fix that tree. And tonight they're lighting that tree, and I'm here with my two-year-old son, and I couldn't be happier as a Nets fan that we're going to start a new family tradition of watching the Brooklyn Nets on Christmas. So, Craigie, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Craig.
By the way, remember this. Remember this. When you hire...
And Craig, I got one more point.
I'm not going to hang up on you. When you hire assassins for a short period of time...
God.
It's short-lived.
They joined
the core.
Have you heard of Karis and Spencer?
Take your mercenaries. Take your mercenaries. Enjoy your little two-and-a-half-year shot at a title. And then when you come back down to Earth and it blows up spectacularly, which you all know it will.
I mean, it may.
Before it's over, you can come back. I'll be sitting right here with my popcorn, my Knick glasses on, my Knick shorts on, my Spike Lee Knick mascot orange wig on, and I'll be good to go. Now, what else do you have?
Listen, Craig, I'm like Evan here. Listen, I know champions aren't crowned on Christmas, but if you look at the teams that do play on Christmas, the NBA knows that the champion does come from that day. So,
what are the other games? You have all the games real quick.
Lakers, Mavericks.
Mavericks aren't winning a championship. But go ahead.
Clippers, Nuggets, the rematch.
Okay.
Miami, New Orleans.
Miami was a shot in the dark. Come on. That was ridiculous.
Milwaukee, Golden State.
So, based on what I heard there,
yeah.
And I got to look at it, there's only two Eastern teams playing?
No. You know Milwaukee, right?
Miami,
and the Nets.
Got it. Yikes.
Let me ask you something.
Yikes.
Who's coming out of the East?
Yuck.
Who's coming out of the East? NBA's about to start. Who's coming out of the East? Prognosticator. Who's coming out of the Eastern Conference?
Give me a second. I'm contemplating.
Who's coming out of the East?
I'm contemplating.
Will it be Jimmy Butler? Tyler
no,
Hero.
No, well, no, it won't be.
And Bam Adebayo.
No, but I happen to love Jimmy Butler.
Will it be Giannis, who's thinking about going to LA already? Will it be Giannis and the Bucks?
I'm going to give you something right now.
Go.
Here's your Eastern Final.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay? Your East, what'd I say? Eastern Finals. Your Eastern Finals is going to be Milwaukee, Philadelphia.
Okay.
That is your Eastern Final.
And where did the Nets get knocked out in the first round?
No.
They missed the playoffs.
No. Nets are clearly a playoff
I'm making sure here. I got to figure out where you're heading.
Milwaukee, Philly. The Sixers will beat the Nets in the semis.
Oh, I can't live in this world.
Seven games.
Wait, hold on.
And they win game seven in Brooklyn.
If the Nets play the Sixers in the playoffs,
yep.
Who are you rooting for?
Got to root for the Nets.
Wow, okay.
New York.
Okay.
New York always wins over Philly.
Okay.
Now, would I be actively like, let's go Nets? No, but I'd want the Nets to beat Philly. Yes, I would.
How about if the Nets played the Celtics in the playoffs?
Nets.
Oh.
I hate the Celtics.
Okay.
I'm a Knicks fan, man.
I'm just confirming this.
The biggest problem for me would be if the Nets get to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I would not root against them. But I would not actively root for them.
Will you
That'd be
agree,
a very tough spot for me
you,
as a diehard Knicks fan.
If they win a title.
And by the way, if they win,
yes.
Would you go to a Paramus parking lot to drive in a circle just for old time's sake or no?
We never had the chance to do that because we didn't win the finals in 02 and 03.
I know, what was your question? Would I what? Would we what?
Will we go to the parade?
Would we go to the parade?
Show from the parade. All day.
I guess we'd have to be there with a station that broadcasts the Nets.
I guess we'd have to be there.
I would reluctantly.
Mr. New York, there, yeah. I guess we'd have to be there.
I'd be there.
I guess.
No, it's a New York event. I believe that we are New York guys. We'd be there, yes.
Oh, you bet your ass we'll be there.
But I wouldn't be like rah-rah.
We'll be on a float.
Oh, I'd only go on the float if like we're broadcasting.
I can't picture any of this, by the way. I really can't.
Yeah,
you know
what you're doing there?
It.
It's silly to me.
What am I doing?
You're doing. We all know what you're doing. Guys on Twitter have even reached out to me.
What am I doing?
We all know what you're doing.
What?
You're like saying, oh, it's not going to happen. Son, if it does happen, you're setting yourself up where
Craig,
you can't lose.
Craig.
Or if it doesn't happen, you go, I told you it wasn't going to happen.
No, I am genuine as all hell. You heard how much I want to see one of my teams win a title. I've never seen it. Okay, it's not like it was a long time ago. No. I was three when the Mets won. The Nets have never won in the NBA. You got to go back to the ABA. I wasn't alive yet. I wasn't alive for the Jets.
Yeah.
I wasn't around to see the Islanders.
I know.
The idea of a championship is very tough to fathom. That is a genuine belief, and I agree with you. You made a very very fair point before. You said, Evan, usually you're smart. Now you make your opinions based on facts or stats, but now you're irrational when you say I can't picture it. I'm just being honest, because the one thing I'll always be with you is honest. You may not like it, but I will be honest.
So I've now seen the blow-up Met home run thing.
Yes.
I've gotten you one.
You did?
Yes.
Thank you, Uncle Craig.
I'm not getting you five. I got you one.
I'll give you the cash.
You'll work it out with Darren. You'll order one when they're in stock. You got one.
Thank you.
All right? There you go.
Do you think it's all right to keep that up all year? Because that's not a Christmas thing. That's an all-year thing.
I think you'd have to be some special sort of loser.
Why?
To keep that up all year?
Why the hell not?
Year
I'm a
round?
Loser.
Come
it's
on.
A Met home
That's
run
not a year-round
apple.
Thing. Maybe baseball season, you could sell it. What, February? What are we doing?
So should I not put it up for Christmas?
I don't care what you do.
I have a 7-foot snowman coming today.
Yeah?
Yeah, very excited about that.
Look at you.
Very
Look
excited Evan. About that. I'm lonely. Help me.
Dude, Evan's like Daddy Warbucks. He got nothing to spend his money on.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Like
you're dying to spend your money on something.
No, it's not that expensive. It's $40.
I once bought the big giraffe. From the back of the Brookstone catalog thing.
Did you really?
And I bought the Garden Sasquatch.
Wow.
So,
just, so you're like me. What are you
about? I'm broke now, but I'm saying.
No, but in terms of wanting to buy these cool stuff for the holidays. I already got my Christmas tree set up. All set. All good.
You go white or green?
Green. Real tree.
Real tree.
Real tree.
Oh, that's a problem.
Friday after Thanksgiving tradition.
I respect that.
We get that tree.
You picked it out?
Me and my father-in-law basically picked it out, but we kind of got Jet to think he picked it out, but he didn't pick it out.
Who carried it into the house?
My father-in-law
you had a
did
service,
it.
No,
it was my father-in-law. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't me.
You made your father-in-law carry a whole tree by himself?
Here's the thing about my father-in-law. He's a good dude.
I'm sure
he
kind
of wants to do it. You know what I mean? Like, for me to say, let me carry it, it's kind of infringing on something he wants to do. And I don't want to take that away from him because I decorated the whole thing. I'm watering it. I'm setting it all up with my kid. So I felt obligated to let him bring it in. 7-footer.
You felt obligated?
Yeah, he wanted to bring it in.
I'm sure he would have appreciated a little help.
I offered.
Or a little, hey, make a left, hold on, pops, whatever it is.
Well, I opened the doors. I made sure the doors were
open. I opened the doors.
I did.
Well, I'm sure you had it wrapped.
Right? Yeah, they wrap it up after we buy it.
Like cellophane. I love that little machine. It's always in a red box.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Was yours rope or like saran wrap
type? It was string.
Yeah.
And it was easy to get off.
It's usually that mesh string. They push it through the...
Yep. They put it right through that thing like a mulching machine.
Here's the only concern.
No matter how big the tree is, it fits in there. You think that tree's never going to fit in there.
Right. Always does.
Yeah.
They kind of manhandle the tree a little bit.
Yeah, there's a few pieces missing. I'm just worried it's not going to last till Christmas.
Are there already presents under the tree? Water.
Gradually. I think we put two down now.
Where'd you get them?
I'm not telling you. He listens.
He's four.
He was critiquing you saying stupid the other day. I'm not going to tell us.
Yeah, I like that. You know, you should have... You know, I used to record Anthony saying Dice Clay routine stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when Anthony was 3 years old, he said, "What's in the bowl, bitch?"
Hey, in the bowl, bitch.
Yeah.
What do you want me to get you to say?
I don't know. I'll give you a whole list of things. Would you have him do it, or would that be like, would your wife not go for that?
Saying the word bitch? I don't know.
Hey, by the way, did you see this Kirk Herbstreit story on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
So Herbstreit, who's a very well thought of announcer, and apparently wants the Monday night job, despite the fact that his colleagues already have it, came out and blatantly just told a flat-out lie. Came out and said that Michigan is going to find a reason not to play Ohio State because they don't want to be embarrassed. And and this year, clearly, they're going to be embarrassed. They'll lose by 40, you know, to Ohio State, whatever it is.
Man.
And pretty much came right out and made a declarative statement that Michigan and other teams are now going to use maybe even COVID as an excuse for why, hey, we can't play that game.
Right.
We're going to bag out of a game. Well, that never happened.
Well, he was implying that they could do it.
Well, he pretty much said Michigan was going to do it. So Michigan gets on the phone, I'm sure, to ESPN. He goes, wait a minute. We have no plans not to play Ohio State. He's making it up. So Kirk Herbstreit had to go on, like, Periscope or something, you know, on his camera, FaceTime.
Right.
And had to come out and go, all right, I lied. I made that whole thing up. Listen to this.
Just wanted to just speak for a second about some comments that I made earlier tonight on our college football ranking show. Made some comments about Michigan, about the potential of them waving a white flag and intentionally trying to avoid playing Ohio State by just saying, hey, we have too many cases and we're going to opt out. I have no business at all saying that.
Why?
I have no evidence of that.
That's why.
It was completely unfair to the University of Michigan.
It wasn't?
To Jim Harbaugh, to his players and coaches. And I just wanted to apologize.
Okay.
I think, if anything, I think we all go through some ups and downs.
Stop right there. So the apology was great right there. And listen, obviously, I've had to apologize for things. I hope people to take me sincerely. And I mean it. If he stops right there, legit, I accept it. All right, you got carried away. You said something that you didn't have any information on, and we've all been there. Okay. But why do you have to go with, we've all been through some things? These are tough times for all of us. Like, why don't you say, listen, the way I look at it, if I were Michigan, I would want to play Ohio State. And if I could use COVID as the reason, who's going to argue against that? But, right? Like, and by the way, Michigan should have lost to Rutgers.
Yeah, they should have.
Right?
Yeah.
So do you think Michigan wants any piece of Ohio State this year?
No. Any year.
Right. Now, Ohio State's sitting there going, we're not going to have enough games to qualify
for the
bowls and the championship. We want everybody to play us. And it would be funny if Michigan to screw Ohio State and stop them from getting enough games. I think they have four thus far, right? Said, yeah, we can't play. We have too many COVID cases. But Herbstreit made it up. He invented it.
Nah, can I defend Herbstreit?
What?
Am I allowed to do that?
Sure, of course.
He didn't say it was going to happen. He went with the, I could see them doing it. And I think that's different. I'm not defending his opinion, but what I'll defend is it's not as if he said, I got sources telling me Michigan's going to try to hose Ohio State. They're going to use COVID as an excuse. They don't want to get their ass kicked. That's not what he said. He said, I think they could wave the white flag.
Then what are you apologizing for?
I'm not talking about his apology. Should he be apologized?
Yeah.
Not really.
Did that warrant an apology?
Not really, no.
Like, but
I don't agree with him, but
it would have been very funny if he had said, listen, if I'm Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, I opt out. I want no part of Ohio State.
That would have been better.
Why don't I just come out and say, this is what I think they should do? It makes sense. I mean, hundreds of games have been canceled. It would not be far-fetched for Michigan to also have a COVID issue.
And also recently, when Clemson had their game postponed, you heard Dabo Swinney basically say this was BS. They were ducking me. So, in essence, isn't that sort of similar? You don't know that was the case. You're implying that that was the case. All Herb Street is saying is, I could see Michigan do this. Not, I've heard they're going to do it.
Yeah.
There's a difference between reporting the news, which he wasn't doing, and saying, hey, I could see them doing it. Boy, it would hose Ohio State. So I don't agree with him, but I also didn't think it warranted like this not that he was tearing up, but a emotional apology.
By the way,
that's just me, though. What do I know? What do you think? Am I wrong?
I think he should have come out and said, if I were Michigan, I wouldn't play this game. That's how he should have
posed it. That's how he should have phrased it.
Because you're right. He didn't come out and say black and white, I have learned that Michigan is opting out because blah, blah, blah. But by the manner in which he put it out there, because he is well-connected.
He is, yeah.
And covers, you know, is the top analyst for ESPN. You know, when you suggest something could happen, people take it as if you know what's going on.
But people taking it that way.
It's a little
way,
semantical, but I hear what you're saying.
I always like to look. I always try to be fair. I look at what was said. I read what was said, but I like to hear what was said. And that is not reporting the news.
Did you hear what Andy Martino said?
What did he say, Craig?
Yeah. What did Martino say again about trying to win a World Series
winning
for the Mets?
Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable
not
goal.
Not reasonable.
For a baseball team should not even think about winning a World Series because that's not even reasonable.
Well, you know
what
he's
is he,
right?
A Jet fan?
He's right. You know he's right? If the Wilpons still own the team, yes, it's not reasonable to think the Mets go win the World Series. He's right. But guess what? We live in a brand new world, baby. A new world with Steve Cohen and his beautiful, sexy money. Okay?
Sexy money. Money is sexy.
Yes, it is.
Right? You ever make it rain, Evan Roberts?
No.
No. Do you know what it means?
Yes, I know what it means. I have news! You got breaking news, Sounder?
Yep.
Get it. There's real breaking news.
Right.
Here we go.
Hold on one second. I'm sure we do. We
Here
prepared.
We go. Get it ready.
We prepared for this moment. Yes, we have.
Here it is.
You guys ready on that? No? I'm not either. I don't know where it is on my machine. I got all these things here. I can't find. I'll find it. Who do you think finds it first? I bet you he finds it first.
I'm not even going to say it.
I got it. Boom.
Breaking news.
According to John Heyman.
Hold on.
What happened here?
You got to lower it, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sounds out of whack.
I found mine first, but you got to lower it.
Martin and Roberts, breaking news.
According to, is he still work for WFAN's John Heyman? The Yankees plan on tendering a contract to Gary Sanchez.
Well, we told you that at 2 o'clock.
As first reported by Carton Roberts months ago.
That's not a breaking report, dude.
That doesn't qualify?
Everyone knew. It's not like we broke it either. Every Yankee fan alive knew. Every person alive. Xing Zhang Zhu knew. The panda in the Chinese zoo knew that Gary Sanchez was going to be tendered by the New York Yankees.
I knew that. You knew that. Everyone knew that. But you know what this day needed? That great sound effect.
By the way, did you see?
Carton and Roberts. Hey? Breaking news.
Doesn't it sound good?
Did you see that panda I'm talking about?
No,
gave,
I didn't.
Gave birth to twins.
How about that?
Supposedly. It's like the first time any panda, and if I got the name wrong, I apologize. I think Jing Zhu or Jing Zhang Zhu gave birth. Now, how about this? I learned this morning when my kids told me about this panda birth. Do you know that every panda on the planet is owned by China?
What?
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Why do they get to own every panda in the world?
It's their animal.
What do you mean it's their animal?
Every panda that lives on this planet is the property of China.
We're basically renting the panda?
That is correct,
is that what
sir.
You're saying?
Did you guys ever hear that?
I've never heard that, no.
So you learned something today.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if I believe
Andy
it, though.
Andy Martino is a shill for the Mets and embarrassed himself by saying winning a World Series is not reasonable. Adam Gase embarrassed himself by saying, I got no idea if Sam Darnold is going to be a good quarterback or not. And every panda on the planet is owned by China.
I'm Googling this.
Google it right now.
The Chinese government
owns... Are they
only
native to China? Do they live anywhere else?
Zoos.
Well,
yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. But are they...
What?
Do they have... Are there natural habitats anywhere besides the continent?
Yeah, zoos all over the world.
No. I have some information.
You know, they bamboo all day. That's all they eat. Their entire diet, bamboo. Go ahead.
The Chinese government owns nearly all the giant pandas on Earth. American zoos will shell out up to $1 million a year to rent just one.
Thank you.
Most sign. You ready for this?
I told you, I don't make stuff up.
You ready for this? Most sign 10-year panda diplomacy contracts.
Thank you.
And if no baby cubs are born, they pay an additional one-time $400,000 baby tax.
It's like a posting fee.
That's crazy.
See? I don't know why you question me when I say things.
I just wanted to confirm it.
It started yesterday with you.
I do that for the people.
With the pilgrims and the white shirts, and you questioned me on that?
Well, because you were wrong.
And now you question me on the panda thing.
Well, you thought the photographs were taken
Jing
in 1612.
Just gave birth to twins. I don't know where, though. I think it was in a zoo, but I'm not that part I forgot.
So can China just take the pandas back whenever they want?
Yes. Well, you pay a fee. Like you said, it's an annual fee. Right. An annual fee.
Do we own any animal?
We meaning whom?
The United States of America. We are American citizens.
Do we own an animal, like rights to an animal?
Yeah. Do we have the rights to an animal?
I think we do. I think we own the donkey. Don't we have donkey rights?
We might have full donkey rights. Yeah,
I think we have donkey rights.
Does the USA
exclusive
own...
donkey rights?
And I think we own the bald eagle.
Oh, for sure.
Nah, that's
I
for
think.
Sure.
You know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of this country?
That would have been a big mistake.
Not the bald eagle?
Big mistake.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
See? It's like I'm teaching but school
today. But is it true? Like, I'm going to have to Google that, too.
Google it. 425, Carton and Roberts on the fan. Listen, you're a diehard Jet fan.
You're right.
Does it make you feel any better at all that Adam Gase came out today, or I guess it was this morning, right, and said, when asked about it, Sam Darnold, I got no idea.
Whoa, we got breaking news. Hit the button. Hit the button.
Hit the button?
Hit the button. Breaking news.
Carton and Roberts, breaking news.
The story about Benjamin Franklin wanting the national bird to be a turkey is a myth. The false story began as a result of a letter Franklin wrote to his daughter criticizing the original eagle design for the Great Seal, saying it looked like a turkey. It's a myth! And I fact-checked you.
Just because one website says it, why is that website more plausible to believe than me?
Because that website is the Benjamin Franklin Institute.
Oh.
What?
Okay, I'll give you that. All right, so there you go. Rewriting history right here on the Carton.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I appreciate the fact checking that. We like to be accurate.
Did that qualify as breaking news?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Now people know. We hate to have people go home and say, hey, did you hear that the turkey was the national bird? When it wasn't.
Yeah.
He just didn't like the fact that the original drawing looked like a turkey. All right, there you go. Listen, Adam Gase said he has no idea, essentially, if Sam Darnold's a good quarterback or not. That's after being his head coach for a couple of years now, being a quarterback guru, and seeing him in practice every day for 2.5 years. But he has no idea if he's going to be a good quarterback or not. And he even said, if I knew that, I'd play the lottery tonight. That's the guy is in charge of your football team and the growth and maturity of Sam Darnold. We'll get into that. We'll get into the Yankees keeping Gary Sanchez, and we have a little giant news coming up.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
435, Carton and Roberts. I mean, you can keep playing it if you want, but it's going to be 18 hours, you know, that people know that Gary Sanchez has already signed.
That's what I told you yesterday. Promos are dumb. They're very stupid, in my opinion.
No. Good promos are not dumb. He's got to do the right kind of promo.
Well, yeah, but
that wasn't bad.
No, but in
general.
But now
it's dated because we know the deal on
Sanchez. Well, that's the point. Sports is a dated thing. Things happen all the time in sports.
Yeah, well, and you should be able to, as a radio station, adapt as things change.
I agree. That's
why. So that should be pulled out of rotation because we know the answer now.
That's why I like the idea of two things when it comes to promos. Would you like my opinion on this?
Only playing ours and what else?
Stuff from a show that's not, you know, dated. And then B, if you keep re-recording the promo at home based on updated stuff that's happening in sports. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
So I did this during the Yankee playoff run. I would record the promo at 11:30 at night after the Yankee playoff game saying, tomorrow, Joe and I talked about specific things from the game we would talk about.
Okay,
and I thought
good.
That would sound good.
There you go.
So that's just my opinion. Do you care anymore or are we done?
No, I think we're done.
Okay, good. Because I was done, too. I got to be honest with you.
I think we're done.
All right, good.
debating talking about something or not. I got to think if I want
to. If you have to debate it, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes?
Yes, of course.
The answer is yes?
Go
yes.
with your gut. Go with your gut.
Go with my gut? All right, let me take some calls, and then I'll think about it.
Oh, God.
It's just so silly to me.
What's the topic? I'll give you a ruling.
Andrew Marchand wrote a column, and I find the column is fascinating to me. Comparing, you know, ratings. Yeah, listen, we all live and die by ratings. Obviously, there's going to be a big ratings battle. You know, are we going to beat the Michael Kay show? Are they blah, 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 right? How do mornings do? How does this one do, that one do? Like, ratings came out today for 3 days. Like, what are we doing? 3 days.
Clicks.
I guess. I guess. And then there's this other thing in ratings here in New York, which I love Andrew Marchand. It's all good. But, like, we're doing a story on 3 days. 3 days.
Clicks.
I know that I'm a click magnet and right now. I get that.
You. You're a click magnet.
I understand that. Like, 3 days.
Clicks.
3 days.
Clicks.
Hasn't been a week. Hadn't been a month. We got ratings for 3 days.
Clicks.
And they were really good, by the way. 3 days. But there's this thing. I don't understand this. I don't want to get too insidey on this. But let's just, when it's all said and done, it'll play out however it plays out. Let's just judge apples to apples and not complicate something that is not all that complicated. All right? But we're writing articles after 3 days. All right.
What do you want him to write an article about?
Well,
Mike Tirico doing the game right now? Tony Romo's contract demands?
I view it this way.
Wednesday afternoon football?
We do a radio show from 2 to 7.
Yes.
How do we do for our show 2 to 7? You know, separate from that, how do we do head-to-head against Michael? How do we do against ESPN, whatever it is? I don't care. We compete against every show here. I got the ratings in front of me. We go on the air at 2 o'clock. We go to 7 o'clock. Huge numbers. I'm good with them, right? So, but it's 3 days. Like, I'm not coming out going, hey, we got this share, that share, because it's 3 days. We will compete. We will battle. And there will be a story every month when the ratings come out, and we're good with it. So let's do a couple weeks, right?
You're not telling me.
Let's just do a couple weeks. How about we do a couple weeks, and then we can start writing stories about ratings?
This is all your fault, though.
Monday at 2:15, Carton and Roberts were victorious. Wednesday at 6:08, they came in second. Thursday at 9:15, what? 3 days? Like, that? Is that a news story? I guess it is.
This is your fault.
All right.
This is your fault. Because if you weren't such a click magnet,
I guess.
Story
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Be written.
And I can't wait.
It's true.
I can't wait for the battle. I'm down with it. But we're three days. Like, is there nothing else going on?
Yes.
Right?
The answer is yes.
Like, has Chris Fowler not attempted to get the Monday Night Football job in the last 24 hours? Has that not happened again? No? Did Kenny Albert not do another high school game? 3 days we've been on the air. We haven't even done 15 full shows yet. Like, what are we doing?
Well, stop being so damn clickable, all right? Why don't you fix it yourself?
I got all these people tweeting me, oh, Marchand, do it. Okay, 3 days. November 9th, 10th, and 11th. Yo, he should write a com on every hour of every show.
Every quarter hour, too. Yeah. Get real specific.
Yeah. Well, on the stream, they had this. On the radio, they had that. Their podcast did this. His Twitter account had 9 more followers. It's 3 days. But it's all good. It is what it is. So if that's how it's going to play itself out publicly, then game on. Goodbye, me. I'm down for it. You down for it?
I'm game.
I'm good. We're good. But we do have a weak link. That seventh place Saturday night show.
I'm surprised the story wasn't written on that.
That's the story. You're dragging us down, man.
3-7 on the stream. That's
you
the story.
You are dragging us down. You want me to find out what your ratings were?
For
the last Saturday night you did? That where it's where it appears? I'll get it for you before we get out of here.
Okay.
So hopefully you're
now
above
this is
seventh.
When it would be? From 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. It'd be
November
7th. November 7th.
November 7th.
So we're going from 3 days to 1 day now. Now we're going from 3 days.
Not even a day. We're going 4 hours.
4 hours.
And really covering 2 days.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see if I did better in the 10 o'clock hour as opposed to the midnight hour.
I would think there's got to be more people listening.
You killed it at 10:12.
For sure. At 10:15, Big Mac had a 9 share.
Well, here's my thought. If I put them to sleep, they can't change the dial, right?
Perfect.
That's actually great.
Yes.
I like that.
Good
you
point.
Fall asleep with it on.
Just read my book out loud. You get ready. You get ratings. That's all you have to do.
That's how you keep an audience.
That's
right
all
there.
You got to do. Knock them out. Put them to sleep.
And it'd be new to anyone who shops at Barnes & Noble. So it'd be.
See that? That's exactly
half
right.
Half the audience on Breaking News, too. Now, the other half I'm putting to sleep.
If you go to Costco, you're screwed. By the way, you know what Costco does, which is genius?
What's that?
I'll give you another little factoid. Then we'll get right back to your call.
I'm going to have to fact check this one.
Costco loses like $30 million a year on those rotisserie chickens they sell. But those chickens bring thousands of people into the store because right. they're so damn good. It's $5 for a rotisserie chicken. So they're willing to take the loss on the chicken because it brings people in to buy so much other stuff.
Right.
Genius.
You know, that's funny because it's Sam's Club up by me.
Same thing.
Same thing. But we just went there last week and no joke, the guy in front of us had 6 rotisserie chickens.
See?
And I looked at my wife. I said, who needs that much chicken?
Yeah, you got it's great.
I mean, it was like a couple days before Thanksgiving, too. I'm like, you're going to have turkey all day for the next couple days. Why are you having 6 rotisserie chickens?
Because they're $5 for the rotisserie chicken, and it brings people in. Now, he probably bought, who knows, 500 rolls of toilet paper. They made money on that. They lose money on the rotisserie chickens.
I went to where I usually buy books, like on my iPad.
Yeah.
Your book's $13.99, which is a little
pricey. Probably
get
it for $1 now.
And the reviews from the customers are very good.
Oh, yeah. People like me.
Hello, la, 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 la. I love learning a lot about Craigie.
There you go.
Craig Carton is a genius at what he does.
I'm just
he
saying.
Never ceases to stop making me laugh.
Did Marchand write that?
No.
That's not from Andrew. I'm reading his article right now. That's not from his article.
No, it was not.
Oh, man.
It was from Sea Boogie. He wrote that. I don't know that.
Kane Company take 2 out of 3 days against Carton and Roberts. We've only been on 3 days. It's funny. Anyway, here's Joe in Bronx. Joe, what do you got?
Is there a Carton in the house?
What's up, JoJo?
What's up, brother? I missed that, JoJo, for a long time, brother. I'm glad you're back, and I hope everybody's good in the family.
Thank you.
You know what? I miss from the bottom of my heart. The chair, the bench that they had you on, buy that bench and keep it for memory.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to buy that bench. You're talking about when I got arrested, and I was handcuffed to a bench.
I'm just saying, keep it green, brother. Keep it green.
I will always remember that moment in my life, sadly. And you'll have to understand that's not a bench I really care to see ever again.
I know,
but
brother,
I appreciate what you're saying a great deal. And by the way, hey, good news, JoJo. You want to hear the good news?
I want to hear the great news.
We were on Wednesday, November 11th. We were number one.
There you go, brother.
There you go.
Gives a rest.
Yeah. It's, no.
You guys can't let Mary Kay beat you.
No, don't worry about it. I apologize. I was wrong. It was Tuesday. On Tuesday, November 10th, we dominated the competition. Yeah.
How'd we do at 2:45?
That I don't know. But I know this. On Tuesday, November 10th, we won.
Should we have a
big
party now?
Big winners here.
Should we celebrate?
Well, I think we're like a specialty show. If you want good radio, listen on Tuesdays. Now, today's a Tuesday.
No, today's a Wednesday.
What's today?
Wednesday.
Why are we doing a good show today, then?
I have no idea. This is not what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it says right here in the article, how come the station doesn't tell me this stuff? The article tells me we kicked ass on Tuesday. November 10th, right? We should write that down or frame that date on a calendar. Our biggest day yet.
What did we talk about?
I don't remember. We only did 3 days.
Was that the massage that Francesa gave me?
No, but he referenced that's in there.
Oh, really?
You know that? So here's what Marchand wrote about that. Like the fact that my making believe that Mike Francesa was giving you an oil massage is a news story. All right, hold on. Well, this isn't fair. Carton loves to talk about Carton.
I mean, that is true.
Is that of it?
That's true.
Hold on, here we go.
Nothing wrong with that.
On Tuesday, there was a caller-inspired bit where Robert said he would let Mike Francesa give him a hot oil massage in return for a Jets Super Bowl win.
I did say that. That's true.
Carton proceeded to do a whole routine playing it out with Francesa impersonations and voice drops, pretending Francesa was putting his hairy knuckles. This is a news story. On Robert's bird-boned body. It's accurate reporting, though. He's got it locked.
Are those his words or your words?
I called you bird-boned.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He doesn't know what my back looks like.
No, I said you had a bird-boned body.
That's fine. If it was your words, I'm okay with it.
Quote from the article. It was either hilarious or gross, depending on your point of view.
Can it be both?
Loblessly.
There you go.
I thought it was both.
There you go. It was gross, for sure.
It was gross, and it was hilarious.
So that made the news. There you go. It was either hilarious or gross. What it wasn't was that classic Mike and the Mad Dog fan afternoon sound. Well, just to be fair, this always gets me too. Mike and the Mad Dog haven't worked here in over a decade. It's been over 10 years.
July of 08, August of 08.
Like, if you're graduating high school this year, you most likely never heard Mike and the Mad Dog. You think Howard Stern is a judge on America's Got Talent. Right? Right?
It's a scary thought, but yes.
Well, I mean, that's the reality.
No, you're right. No.
Yeah. So there you go.
You have to be 24 or older to remember Mike and Chris the way I do when you do.
Will you go downstairs? The delivery's here for me. Thanks, buddy.
What'd you order, by the way?
I haven't eaten all day. I'm starving.
And by all day, you mean 3 hours?
No, I haven't eaten all day.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just forgot to eat.
What'd you order?
I was very busy. I have a therapy call in the morning. I did that. And I didn't eat breakfast. So then I didn't eat all day. Drove in and I got carried away with things.
Are you going to share the food with all of us or just...
No, I got it for myself.
Okay.
I asked. You guys never want my dumplings, so you don't get dumplings.
Wait, hold on. This isn't
I brought brisket in yesterday.
Hey, just because you ask an offer, which is very nice of you, and I say no, doesn't mean one day I'm not going to say yes.
I asked you yesterday if you wanted Hill Country barbecue brisket. You said no.
I wasn't in the mood yesterday.
Wait, I'm in the mood today. You turned down that brisket?
I did.
Best brisket in the world.
Do you know why I turned it down? Do you want to know the reason?
Sure.
Because I had filet mignon for dinner last night, and I wanted to make sure that my stomach...
Yeah, but that was after you could have had the brisket here at 2 in the afternoon.
No. I wanted to be fully hungry for my filet mignon, and it was great.
I think they had the brisket at 1 o'clock. Yeah. You're not hungry at 8?
No, I'm going to be hungry, but I want to make sure I'm really hungry.
Oh, you missed out anyway.
Okay. Well, I didn't because I had filet mignon last night. It was tremendous. Right.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say something. Oh, Tommy said he had something for 5 o'clock you want to throw away. So we'll let him do that in a couple minutes. Let me see what Frank's got. Lindenhurst. As the Yankees have decided, Gary Sanchez is for now still Yankee property. Tendered him the offer. Relax, Yankee fans. You're all good. No word yet on Mats and the Mets. As soon as it happens, we'll let you know that. And coming up after 5 o'clock, Adam Gase has no idea if Sam Darnold's going to be any good. We'll get into that as well. Plus, the NBA has screwed us Knicks fans. Again, no Knicks on Christmas. Instead, we got to watch the Nets.
Real team.
Frank, what do you got, buddy?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
What's up?
All right, Craig, glad to have you back. Evan, always a fan. All right, so I don't know if you got to listen to the morning show at all today.
I was taking my kids to school, so I missed it. What'd they say?
Yeah, I figured that much, of course.
That's right.
But so, you know, Craigie, you spent a better part of a decade humanizing Boomer Esiason, right?
Correct, that's right.
To become the radio host that I've really become to really love.
Yes.
And let me tell you, man, there was a lot of smoke being blown up Boomer's ass this morning. About that, he could actually run down the field and score points in a legit 2020 NFL football
game.
No,
he couldn't.
Now, Boomer took that stance that, you know, I couldn't do it. You guys don't know what it's like to be in the pocket and all the right, you know, things that Boomer would say. But I'm a little worried, Craigie, because I love you guys. I love the morning show. I'm just concerned where this is going.
Well, I think here's what's happening. I think I came back to the radio station. You know, that people react to that in multiple different ways. So I think what's happening is job security. They're all kissing Boomer's ass now, and they're currying favor to Boomer to make sure that he likes them. You know, their futures are controlled by Boomer. If Boomer wakes up tomorrow and goes, I don't want Jerry Recker doing updates anymore, Jerry's out of a job. If he decides, I want a new partner, Greg's out of a job. I want a new producer, Al's out of a job. So I think with Christmas on the horizon, gift giving, New Year's Eve around the corner. I think they just want to just want to make sure that they were in a good place with Boomer. Now, I saw Boomer on the street today, and what did I do? I tackled him. Tackled him right into the road work right here in front of the building.
If he can't get away from you, he ain't getting away from Joey Bosa.
Couldn't get away. I surprised him. He didn't see it coming.
Well, what do you think a pass rush is?
Boom. Surprised him. And he'll tell you, a bear grabbed him and put him down. So he ain't running nowhere in a football game.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. He barely did it when he played.
That's absurd.
He was a play-action pass specialist. He wasn't a scrambler.
No, I don't know if Boomer actually said that, probably. I don't know if he actually said that he could score right now against an NFL defense.
The guys were saying it to blow him up.
Oh.
And he was playing the old, oh, no, stop.
I'm
not that pretty. Don't say it again. I'm not that handsome and big and strong. Oh, you stop with that. That's what was going on, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I love Boomer. I had a picture of him on my wall as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, lefty quarterback. I was a Jet fan. Remember, I'm born in 83.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So think about my age. And he's a lefty, local guy. So I like Boomer.
Fair enough.
I don't tell him that. But he couldn't lead an NFL offense.
Cardin Roberts on the fan, 877-337-6666. Coming up, Tommy's got a big surprise for us at 5 o'clock. Plus, how come Adam Gase has no idea how good Sam Darnold's going to be? And what are the Mets going to do next? Evan's got the answer.
First, there
was Trevor May. He knows who's coming next.
I do.
Right after this on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!